I feel mean.
Oh no,
that's old Bobby, man. That's last year.
Is that old?
That's last.
I'm bringing that out of you, dude. I
feel mean.
Yeah,
I think he. Yeah,
you think it's,
I think he does.
But definitely.
I was watching that show. We finished that show, Undoing.
Okay, what's that one?
It's on HBO.
Nicole Kidman and
Hugh Hugh. Hugh Hugh, he's fucking great, isn't he? Hugh Hugh.
Whoopsie Daisy.
Yeah. Is it Hugh Grant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's Oopsie Daisy?
Oh my gosh, babe, Notting Hill.
Oh really?
It's like a famous line from that movie.
Oopsie Daisy.
Whoopsie Daisy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna start with.
Did he say that when he had that black prostitute?
Oopsie Daisy.
Oopsie Daisy.
Oopsie Daisy. My bad.
That's what I like about it, because that's all. I never saw Nodding. I never saw anything that he's ever been in.
What else has he
Hugh
been
Grant?
In?
I don't know. So I know what he looks like because of the prostitute on Santa Monica Boulevard when he did that. That's how I know him.
That's his big credit, you know.
Well, I mean, that's what, yeah.
It's on his IMDb, actually. Yeah.
Well, that was like, you know what I mean? I was a fan of that, you know? And then once I saw Undoing, I go, holy fuck, this Hugh yeah, guy.
More versatile.
Can fucking act his
You never
ass
saw Four Weddings and a Funeral?
I don't watch any English bullshit. But anyway.
What is it? 9 months?
9 months.
Is it 9 months?
It's one of those pregnant movies, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't talk until I bring your name up.
Okay, got you.
Good to see you, though. It really is.
You're not even looking at me. You're literally looking off. Right. Really anyway, good to see you, dude.
I don't know.
There's the amount of space that he asked me to stay away from him while he was smoking outside, he's like, just go towards the street, dude. Yeah, keep going, man.
You want to start?
Yeah, let's go.
I want to be positive. I want to be good.
Is the heat on, Gil?
Yeah, but
it was on, so I turned it off.
Oh, thank you. It's really hot. We were sweating. Here.
I know, but I love it when it's sweaty in here.
Oh, no, thank
when
you.
I play at night, that's why I put the heat up.
When you get all those dubs with Dylan now?
I got four nights in a row.
I'm aware of your record right now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and it's really kind of you. I'm getting better. People are saying on Twitter that my awareness is, you know, made more clinical, and you know, and that I've improved.
Nice.
So that's a good feeling. Anyway, you want to start?
Yeah.
Hello, he loves it. He loves getting his penis dirty, Hugh Grant.
Yep,
and he's a great actor as well. And that Nicole Kidman, holy shit, has she ever seen the sun? She's so white, but she's so beautiful.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, you too, man.
You have abs.
Is that Nicole Kidman?
Those aren't abs.
You have maybe. Nicole Kidman's body, honestly.
No, don't say anything.
I'm her body double.
Yeah. He has Timothy McVeigh's body.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is probably the same thing. He has a Timothy McVeigh vibe. It's good to be here. You know, we've taken a break from Tiger Belly. You know, the podcast that you were listening to, the Bill Burr one, Jessamay Peluso won. They were all backlogged. We're now fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're up to date, and it's a really good day. I went to Hawaii, Aloha Loa, Waikiki. You know, Mahalo to you.
Aloha Malo.
I didn't leave my apartment or my hotel room for fucking a week and a half, and I just played Warzone and then I acted as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say something about this next guest. I saw a photo of his father.
That's a good start. That's a good start.
On Instagram, and I was confused. I was confused, man, and I'll tell you why, man. So I see the father, and I go, handsome man, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's no Hugh Grant, but he's up there, okay? And I was looking at him, and I was going, is Jeremiah's mother a pelican? Because the father's nose is like a button, right?
Whoa.
Like small.
Yeah.
So where does he get the bird shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The big bird shit he has.
When can I start talking?
Not yet. Okay. Say your name.
Okay. I just want to already defend the long
neck. Oh, yeah. Now he's getting offended.
Because I'm part of that gang.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm part of the bird gang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I love the bird gang, the Tooch. But, I also want to say, I know I attacked you, but that's not the intro that I was going to start with, okay? The intro that I wanted to start with is a very good one and a very positive one. And I have to say this, you remind me of a young, like what I felt about Melissa Villaseñor, or I felt about Leslie Jones, in the sense that there is something I think big that's going to happen for you. And I think that, and I hate saying this because it's a compliment, but I honestly think that you're immensely talented. And I think that your work ethic is just up there, man. I've never seen a young man work so hard. You fucked me in Vegas. You fucked me over in Vegas.
I think he fucked himself.
No, when he opened for me?
Yeah.
Oh, we can talk about
that. Oh, we will talk.
Okay, great. Yeah.
But he fucked me hard. And it was a devastation. It was my 9/11.
I can't wait to tell my version of the story. I can't wait to tell my version of the story.
It was absolute disaster. But
I just remember you guys rented a red Mustang.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a Dodge Challenger.
Dodge Challenger.
Don't get that much credit.
Yeah.
And we drove out there. But so I think that he's really talented. He makes me laugh. I think what he's also done over the years is the neediness of him, right, has died down, and he's a little bit more jaded, which I like. Mm. Yeah, look at him. He's got the Tom Cruise eyes going.
Nicole Kidman body.
Yeah. It was Nicole Kidman body.
Stork.
And let's introduce
Gilbert
him.
Gilbert Easy.
His name is Jeremiah Watkins. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah.
Now you can talk. How are you?
Thank you, man. It's so nice to be here with, looks like a dumpling wished to be a real boy for a day. This is good.
See, this is what I love about him.
Yeah. We got wonton. We got wonton Theo Von over here.
Go ahead. I love it.
It's good, man.
Is there more?
You look like a substitute teacher at Hogwarts.
Okay, that's three.
Yeah.
See, when people slam me, I'm used to that. I'm used to it. Mm. You know, I grew up with it. You know, so is there any more?
You look like a bootleg Home Alone villain.
Nice. That's beanie.
That's good. Four.
Okay, yeah.
That one does.
That was a Christmas season one.
That was a Christmas season
one. Yeah, that was inspired by the beanie.
Yeah. And
you look like the bottom of the Wet Bandits change jar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Yeah. The Sticky Bandits?
Yeah, that fifth one was good, too.
Thank you, man.
Any more?
No, I'll simmer with that for a second.
Now, let me ask you something. Did you come up with those on the spot?
I've been thinking about you all day.
Right.
Because I knew Bobby. I knew. This is how Bobby greets me all the time. He has told me so many times. He's like, tweet, tweet.
I do that a lot.
Tweet, tweet. Hi, Birdman. Hi.
Yeah.
Or he'll just go, you're the ugliest person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That when I told him that my wife was pregnant, he goes, what? He's the ugliest. I don't know how you did it.
Yeah.
See, George?
He's the ugliest.
It's okay.
He's the ugliest I've ever seen.
George gets the same treatment.
But I'll tell you why. And I.
He's projecting.
I'm projecting. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that word means, but I am. Right. So I'm projecting.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it's a sign of love coming from me.
Oh, dude.
Do you think that I'm being mean?
No, I love you.
All right. So you know that there's love.
We go way back.
I know. You know there's love behind it.
You wouldn't give attention if you didn't love. You know what I mean?
That's right. The people
that's
how
I feel.
The people that I don't like, I ignore.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or aren't on my radar. I just kind of, not that I do a Sebastian Maniscalco.
Mm-hmm.
You know what does Maniscalco do at the Comedy Store? He comes in,
does a set and leaves.
You never even know he's there.
Right. He's in it.
Yeah.
And then he's
a lot of doormen go, they go, does he even like me? He's like, he doesn't even know you.
He's not even thinking about
it. Yeah. You're not even on his radar right now. Yeah. You're not even a part of the, you know.
Yeah.
You're like a, you know, a tree or something or the dumpster at the, you know, the back dumpsters at the Comedy Store. He doesn't. So when young kids come up, they, you know, they have to do things to make me go, oh, there he is, you know? You know who's another one I like is, what's that little fat cum dumpster?
Dylan.
Dylan.
Dylan's great.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I love that kid. Right?
Yeah.
But I really do like you, and I apologize if over the years, you know, that I treated you poorly.
Yeah.
Have I ever made you mad?
Of course.
Tell me some.
You want to hear?
Yeah.
One time you said to me that we couldn't hang out anymore until I was a headliner.
Damn, that's an ultimatum for sure.
And that was, but you know what?
What?
It lit a fire underneath me.
That's why.
It did, because I was pissed. Because basically you told me that I had graduated from featuring for you. You're like, you're done, dude.
Yeah.
You're done. Mm, it's not happening anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, yeah, we should hang out. You're like, dude. We're not hanging out until you're a headliner.
Yeah. You know, I'm kidding, right?
Did that? We have not hung out until I was a headliner.
I know. I've really hung out. It's a pandemic. I've never hung out with anybody.
Yeah, yeah. But I called you like the beginning of the pandemic, though.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I called you?
No.
Oh, exactly.
And then what did I say?
I called. I was like, hey, man, how's it going? And immediately you get filled with rage whenever you hear somebody say, how's it going? Because you don't like to talk to people on the phone. I know that about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
And I was like, hey, I just wanted to check on you and Kalilah. Say I miss you. Love you guys. Just wanted to send you some good vibes. And you're like, why are you calling me?
So angry.
Why? Like, but right away.
But he picked 11. Up.
He did pick up, though.
Mm-hmm. He never picks up.
I don't pick up.
You don't pick up.
Yeah, I don't pick up.
You picked up when I called you and told you that my wife was pregnant.
Exactly.
You did.
And what did I say?
You say congratulations.
Exactly. Because I'm a decent human being.
You'd ever seen.
I know, but are you?
You said some things about how, you said some choice words about certain comedians' kids that I probably shouldn't say on this podcast.
Yeah, please.
But leave that out?
Please, leave that out.
I'd love to say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we could cut it out. You can say it, and then maybe if it's too much, we can cut it out.
Okay, he's like.
So go ahead. Okay, we're going to leave that out?
Okay.
We're going to cut that out.
Too far.
A little too far.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Because he's one of the kings, and I don't want to attack a king.
Yeah.
You know, you want to talk about Vegas or what happened?
Yeah, I like
tell them the story.
I like how you think that I set you up for destruction. Because, okay, so Bobby calls me in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. I remember this very specifically because I just got done shooting like a music video in Venice, and he calls me and he's like, "Hey, man, what are you doing tomorrow?" I was like, I don't know. I got like a show around here locally in LA, but that's about it. What's up? He goes, you want to go to Vegas? And I go, what? He goes, you want to go to Vegas with Papa?
Yeah.
That's the way he asked.
Yeah, that's how it is.
And I was like for a show?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, Daddy's got a private corporate gig and I need you to open for me.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, okay, great. And he goes, all right, meet me tomorrow at my place, pick me up, and then we're going to go rent a car, and then we'll drive to Vegas. I was like, okay, cool. So we go to the rental place. He fills out all the paperwork, and we're looking at all the cars, and then he like tosses me keys like an 80s movie.
Yeah.
I catch him, and he's like, that's us over there.
Yeah. And did I make you drive?
Yeah, you made me drive the whole way.
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, you're on your iPad the whole time. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was a brand new Dodge Challenger. And it was like really a much faster car than we needed, like by any means.
Yeah.
And we go to Vegas and we have a good time. Like Bobby's.
Take it to dinner.
I
remember the picture of that steak you
sent. The steak was ridiculous because they were a fan of Bobby and they're like, I'm going to get you prime cut. And we couldn't even finish the meat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, being, you know, his poor opener, I'm like, can I take some of this to go? Bobby will not let you take food. Yeah. The amount of.
Why? Milk, why though?
You're like, I paid for it. That's mine.
Because I tell that story sometimes and people don't believe me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The amount of meals that I wanted to take with Bobby.
This
but then
is driver he, crazy.
But he just leave it. But then you go, you really want that? You really want that, dude? You just take some money. Just go get a new meal. Okay? Get a new meal.
I know. I'm such a gross person.
Hearing
it though?
Yeah.
Right? It makes me feel like, why do I behave that way? So, and this is good. This is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So then what happens?
So we have a great time, like just like on the way, we get some meals and stuff like that. And I remember at the check-in counter, we had a room like at this amazing suite.
At the Wynn.
At the Wynn.
Yeah.
Like it was like this amazing spread. I'd never seen a hotel like this in my life. I'm from Kansas. I'm like, I'm in Vegas right now with Bobby. Like, this is crazy. And we check into the counter and he's like, hey man, reservation for Bobby Lee. And he goes, oh, welcome, Mr. Lee. And he looked at the guy at the counter. He's like, we're gonna go fuck each other in that room.
What? What?
As a joke.
Yeah. You know, Bobby does that, like,
yeah.
That thing.
Yeah.
And I like go into it. I go along with it because I yes and everything. Like, man, I'm gonna suck his dick. And Bobby didn't like that I played along with it. Because Bobby likes to be the weirdest person in the room.
Yeah.
He gets mad when somebody outweirds him.
Yeah, I do.
He gets really upset.
I do.
And he's like, hey, chill. He's like, yeah. I'm going to fuck his butt. Like he had to.
Yeah.
So we check into this room and I tell Bobby, I'm like, can we take like some promo photos? And he's like, yeah, sure. And so he has his shirt off and I start to take my shirt off and he goes, whoa, what are you doing? I go, I was going to join in with you, you know, promo photo. He goes, nah, man, that's me. You're the opener. Keep your shirt on. he's very much likes to put me in my place. Our entire friendship.
I feel bad.
It's okay.
But finish the story.
So we go to this gig later in the evening mm-hmm. and it's for an all-male crowd. Literally at the top of the show,
it's like a
before Bobby comes
it's out. It's a billionaire men's club.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, a bunch of businessmen and millionaires, mm-hmm. right? And I don't know why. You would think that they would hire Bert Kreischer or somebody of that ilk, right? But for some reason, they wanted me. And so we go into this. And also in this room, right, it's not just a showroom. It's a gigantic like warehouse looking like a place, right? Like
it's a convention. It's a huge ballroom. Huge ballroom.
And then it's like the other half of the ballroom is curtained off for an auction. So there's like sports cars in there and like memorabilia, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people are, you know, in the place where we're performing. People are there, but there also people are out bidding and walking around in this other area. We're supposed to perform
for just the front part of
the in this environment. It's almost as like performing in front of a cafeteria.
Yeah.
Right? Because it was like there was no show almost, what it felt like. It felt like a nightmare.
It was one of the hardest gigs I've had to do.
I've never seen anybody bomb as bad as Jeremiah. I mean, I've seen thousands of shows, right? But here's what I loved about it. It's like, you know, when you I've seen openers bomb and cry.
Oof.
Or they start off strong, but they let the crowd, you know what I mean, wither them down into nothing, right? And when I see that happening, I feel sad, all right? But when I see what Jeremiah did, right, it makes me proud, like a proud parent. What this fucking guy got, he goes up there and people, there are guys standing up with red face, veins on their faces, right?
This is 100% true, by the way.
Yeah.
100% true.
Get off! You suck! Get off!
Get off the stage!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sorry, screaming.
Yeah.
Screaming. You know,
now worried about neighbors.
Oh, yeah. But that's... But literally, that's in the first 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Right? And I'm in the back, like, through a curtain looking at him, right? And when I'm hearing get off, Jeremiah is on stage upside down with a stool or something, right? And a pole. And he's doing some sort of, like, physical.
He's doing ka-ka-ka, ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka.
Some sort of bit, right? Committing. He doesn't
committing.
Care.
1,000%.
He does not care, right? Yeah. He does how much? 3 minutes?
No.
Longer?
You said, this is what you said right before I went on.
Yeah.
Because you had to do 40 minutes for this corporate
game.
Oh,
my God.
You do 40 minutes, and you go, all right. I need you to do 7 minutes, and if you want to make daddy real happy, do more like 10. All right?
Yeah, okay.
And before I went out there, they had just done a raffle.
Yeah.
And then the guy, the host, he gets handed a card and he goes, oh, I guess the act brought an opener.
Oh my God.
This is my intro. I guess the act brought an opener.
Yeah.
Please welcome Jeremiah. Doesn't even say my
name.
Yeah. It's like, please welcome Jeremiah. I'm like,
Jeremiah.
And I walk out, nobody claps. Nobody claps because they want to see Bobby. Mm-hmm. So what Bobby knew was going to happen is that I was going to be the sacrificial lamb for that gig.
I ate it too.
No, you didn't.
Not as hard as you.
Bobby, you're doing that thing. You're doing that thing you do.
No.
He's doing that thing.
I did okay.
Because
I remember him saying he crushed it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he did great.
He's doing that thing.
But
he told me. But to preface this, on the way to Vegas, the entire time, Bobby is telling me, you're going to bomb tonight.
Oh, I love that one.
You're going to bomb.
Have I done that to you?
Before my first time doing stand-up. You actually did it on this podcast for 3 weeks and promoted it.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So, and I was like, no, I'm not. You're like, you'll see. And then it happened. The only laugh I heard the entire time was Bobby dying laughs backstage, just cackling. Because it was so, he thought it was so funny to see what was happening, just the absolute nothing that I was getting from the crowd.
I know, but I wasn't laughing at the, because you were failing. I was laughing at the fact that you're seeing two different things at the same time.
Yeah, of course.
You're seeing hatred. Like, literally, like, you know, imagine, like, AOC going to a Trump rally.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Like, just the wrong person at the wrong time. Right? Yeah. And then AOC committing, right, to a speech, right, and finishing it.
Like, doubling
like, down. I have a 10-minute speech. I'm in a Trump rally, and I'm going to finish it.
Now imagine AOC saying goodnight, and then Trump walking out, kicking her in the pussy, and saying, yeah! That was Bobby that night. He murdered after that.
You were Trump.
He murdered. He was Trump that night. He destroyed. And literally after the show, like, you know, they're cutting him the check and stuff, and they're like, wow, that was amazing. Everybody's coming up to him, shaking his hand, wanting pictures. And I'm just standing there, like, looking for anything the entire time, just looking for any reassurance. And the booker kept looking at me and going, yeah, kid, good luck.
Yeah.
But then Bobby, he knew what had happened. He took me out to, like, the nicest steak dinner afterwards and rewarded me. He's like, dude, you did exactly why I brought you here. You did exactly what I wanted you to do.
Because I'm going to tell you something, all right? If he hadn't gone up before me and done that, I would have struggled for 15 minutes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I knew, so I needed a kid, right, that was going to commit to it, right, was going to know he was going to fail, right, and set me up. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this right now. It sounds cruel, but I had been that guy.
Of course.
Right? Jay Moore did it to me at USC.
Oof.
Right? We had a daytime show. Right. It was show supposed to start at 5. Right. And I was supposed to do 15 minutes, but I'm in my 15 minutes and I was like about to wrap up. But the sun was still up. And Jay Moore goes, you're not getting off stage until the sun is, you know what I mean? Gone.
Till it sets?
Until it's black.
Oh, geez.
Right. And I remember being up there for an hour and a half.
What?
Yeah. Eating it. Just running around. I did everything I could. Every trick that I had in the running around, you know, everyone clap, sing a song, right? I mean, I was doing everything, right? And I bombed so bad and I got off stage so angry, And then Jay went up, you know what I mean? Everyone cheered. Mm-hmm. He killed it. And I just remember just being in a ball of anger in the back. But then in retrospect, I thought, you know, that's just the best, you know, comedy experience that you can have, because it's like you're learning to perform, right? Like when you're on The Tonight Show and you're bombing, right? If you've conditioned yourself to pretend that you're doing well in a hostile environment, right? People on the camera watching it are going to go, oh, he's doing fine,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's if you let the audience affect you, right, then you're dead. And that's why I think the Comedy Store is so important, because it's such a tough room, right?
Yeah.
That we're able to learn how to. That's why when you play the Comedy Store and then you go to a place like the Ice House.
It's easy.
It's like you're killing it, right? But I think that, you know, putting young comics in those kind of, you know, environments is a good thing.
In the beginning of all this, you said that in Vegas he fucked you. So it was the other way around.
I did fuck him.
You fucked him.
I fucked you.
Yeah, dude.
I fucked you, and I apologize.
It's okay, man.
But look at you now.
I know. I'm here with you.
No, no, no. I know, dude. But no, it's not that, bro. I've been.
We freaking made it, dude.
I want to say something, okay? When I watch you on Tony Hinchcliffe's show, What's a Kill Tony?
Yeah.
Right. It's and I watch you improvise into different characters and do your thing. I think I literally always think to myself, "Wow, that guy is so funny." I really do. Quip, 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 quip for your teeth. You guys, I never used to brush my teeth ever. Mm. It was like a yearly event, and my teeth started falling out. And I think the reason why, if I had Quip my whole life, I'd have a full set of teeth, and they'd be white and pearly. Mm. Because I use Quip now, right, babe?
Mm-hmm.
Be real.
Mm-hmm, you do.
Every morning, every night. And it's the cutest toothbrush I've ever owned. And I look forward to brushing because I like the vibrations on it. It's very sensitive to my teeth.
We love our electric toothbrush, and you hear us talk about it all the time. But now Quip has their sleek, reusable floss pick that you'll want to use next. The durable handle is easy to guide, restrings with a click, and comes with a compact mirror dispensing case for on the go. It has a single refill pod that replaces over 180 used plastic flossers, so it's better for your teeth and the environment.
And when I went to Hawaii and I brought my Quip, it's so easy to transport, and the energy stayed through the whole trip to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to the hotel clerk, this actually happened, she tried to give me just a toothbrush, like a hotel one, and I flicked it back to her.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I go, bitch, I got fucking Quip, bitch. I said, bitch, twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's how crazy it is.
But now they have the floss pick, too. So
as a bitch, floss pick I have, too. Yeah. And I flicked it.
Well, this holiday season, check out Quip's exclusive deals. And if you go to getquip.com/belly right now, you get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/belly. Spelled getquip.com/belly. Quip. Better oral health made simple. Enjoy the rest of the show.
I think to myself, that guy is so quick and so fast. And he's young, and he's white, he's odd looking, you know? And I think all those things, right? What's so funny? I'll give you a compliment.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. I'm conditioned to like the pain. I'm like, yeah, daddy, what else?
I know. Because I think by you being here at Tiger Belly, I'm going to say something out loud. My relationship with you from now on is going to be different. My relationship with you from now on is going to be as a peer. Yeah. As one of the gang, right? I think that you've done a lot, you know, to prove to me and to the people, my generation of comics, that you belong and that you're the real deal. And I want to say I apologize for roasting you and treating you like shit over the years, but I have to say that I've always loved you, and I just think that you have a really bright future, and congratulations on having a baby.
Thank you so
much. And congratulations on the future.
Thank you, man.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
God, that was hard to say.
Oh, I know. I felt like the graduation song like was gonna start playing.
That
like
was difficult to say, but I really do mean that.
What was your graduation song? Wait, when did you graduate? What year?
High school was like 07.
Mm. Oh, okay.
It was around the time. As we go on.
It's the same one for like the 10 years.
It was, yeah.
Right?
And then it was Green Day for a while. Yeah. I hope you have the time of your life.
Yeah.
That was 10 years before.
Yeah.
What I like about you too is that you came to town as this devout Christian. Right?
Yeah. Oh, can I say something about like you congratulate me on, and you never like me to bring this up, but you and my wife have touched my penis more than anybody.
Look at that. Congratulations to you.
Maybe it's your baby.
You're in my top two, dude.
First of all.
You're in my top
because
two.
Because you have a Christian background.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've never touched your penis in the flesh.
No.
No, it's through layers
of
clothing.
Jeans and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're love taps. They're not really caressing.
Yeah, you get some squeezes. You squeeze. You've done my nose. Yeah, you've done these copy paste. You know.
Yeah. You've never touched mine.
Oh yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is like you didn't like it when I touched it back.
Did you do it hard? I think I remember you doing it hard.
No. I just gave you a little tap. And you're like, I'm the headliner, dude. You don't do that.
Yeah. I know. You know what? And because you're here, I'm gonna negotiate something with you.
I get to touch your penis?
Or we can negotiate this. Or we can negotiate
maybe.
This. Maybe. That because, our culture has changed,
mm-hmm.
that... either we can do a deal where we can freely touch each other's genitals anytime we want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we just don't ever do that again.
Oh, okay.
Or you could just state your consent now.
Oh, gotcha.
For always. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you want to do?
Giving consent, man.
Say it to the camera.
I'm giving consent to Bobby Lee to touch my genitalia.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you know that like your brother and I, we're real close. We trim each other's pubes and stuff, right?
Okay, that's enough. That's crazy.
Can you keep it in a locket?
No, but I've seen my brother hold up a bag of his own pubes, and I know because Jeremiah has something to do with it.
Yeah, we're called Scissor Brothers. It's on Jeremiah Wonders. It's this whole storyline that we have together.
How many times have you done it with my brother?
He was on this week for the fourth time.
Wow.
Now, do you love my brother?
I love your brother.
Why?
Because he's like just the more positive version of me.
Right, he is, right?
You know the movie Twins with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
He's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. But see, here's the deal. I want to be that positive light now.
Okay, great.
Right?
Yeah.
I want you to have a relationship with my brother, Steve. I love my brother,
Steve. I love Steve, yeah.
But I don't want to be the negative version of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want to be positive.
Yeah.
And do you feel that I've changed?
You've gotten more positive over the years, for sure. And Kalila had a big part to do with that. Like a huge part to do with it. A massive part to do with it.
You think so?
Yeah. She made you a better person, dude.
She softened me.
Yeah, of course.
And he hardened
me. And called you out on your stuff. You didn't have anybody to call you out on your crap. So then Kalila came in and fixed you, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, she has done that.
I mean, my wife did the same thing with me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as a comic, like, she's put up with a lot. Like, you know better than anybody, like, how much you have to put up with when you're dating a comedian. It's like, patience is such a virtue with you ladies. Like,
that's
it's crazy.
An interesting thing that you said, because it's not obviously because the process is slow and you don't really kind of see, you know, the change really, because it's just, it's been an 8-year relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I do look back, you know, there's definitely been a change, and she's, you know, she's done a lot for me. You know, I honestly think that I would have already had COVID.
You definitely would have.
I would have been, because
you still would have been touring and like sucking on mics and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. I would.
He's the number one mic sucker too.
I know.
I'd suck on the because I'm so close to it too all the time. I lick it. You know what I mean? It's so disgusting. But that's not your ultimate dream, is it?
What?
Stand up.
I mean, I always want stand up to be a part of my career.
No, I'll always do it for the rest of my life. I love it. But you have bigger dreams, no?
Yeah.
What are they?
I mean, I want to do movies. I want to be on a sketch show, whether it's my sketch show or somebody else's sketch show.
That's the feeling that I had, that like the reason why I think that you remind me of Melissa is that I think SNL could be in your future.
We'll see. I keep submitting, so.
Oh, you
we'll
do?
See. Yeah. Melissa put in, she was very sweet. She put in a word for me this most recent time. It was very nice of her.
Because I think that once you go there and Seth and people see you, is Seth still a part of it?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it's so. Colin Jost and Michael Che.
Michael Che. So I think once they see you, I think once you're in the room, off of a tape, it would be difficult. But I think once they see you go in there with your energy, that you I think you have a shot at it.
That was the first thing you told me when you saw me at the Comedy Store. You pulled me to the side because Bobby used to like early on when he was single, he would just go and hang out during potluck, and he would just like watch comedian sets from the back of the room, and just like, and if he liked you, it was dope because he would pull you aside. And a lot of times I would see people get road work or whatever, like, hey, you want to come open for me on Ontario Improv or hear that?
Yeah, I used to do that, huh?
Yeah, you did do that a lot.
Why don't you anymore?
I don't know. I just want to come home. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like when I wasn't in a relationship, I mean, there's a don't get offended, but it's twofold. I like to stay out. Maybe I'll meet somebody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Right? Maybe you could meet somebody, you know. And then also, I love watching young comics. You know.
Yeah.
I do. I just, you know, I like. I remember a lot of young guys that are big now that I saw for the very first time at open mic night, just sitting there and just watching them and going, like, that's how I met Santino. So I remember seeing Santino with D'Elia. Him and I were watching a Sunday, and we saw Santino go up, and immediately him and I looked at each other and said, that guy's good. Mm. There's something about that guy, mm-hmm. you know? And then you see the guy, you know? But then there are some people that you see and you don't think, and they still do it.
Well, yeah.
No, there are guys that like Sebastian. When I first saw him, I would have bet my life on it that he would have never made it.
Really?
Yeah, because he was wearing a red silk, you know what I mean? Like, you know, some sort of Vegas showroom.
He was a Guido.
Yeah, like a red silk button up.
Do you remember my red blazer that I used to wear?
No.
Do you remember that?
No.
Do you remember that, Kalila?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to wear a red blazer the first couple years I did stand-up. It was obnoxious.
But why?
Because I thought it was going to be my thing, man.
Yeah.
I thought I needed a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's like, why
I'm the red blazer guy.
Like, I made my hair really puffy and big.
Sure.
And I used to talk like this.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to do my stand-up stuff? Like this. Yeah, I had my hair up like this.
His voice is unrecognizable.
Unrecognizable.
Like on old tapes and stuff like that?
Yeah.
What is this?
And I'd be like, what's up? So anyway. And I used to do that on purpose because I thought that I needed a hook.
Right.
Right? And I used to wear like overalls with no shirt underneath.
Cowboy hat.
Cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm.
And go up on stage like that. And I tried to like.
Steve? I know.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, that's weird.
I know.
That's weird.
But I felt like I needed.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. But then you would have comics come up to you and go, dude, just be yourself.
Mm. Yeah, no, I got.
You're like, what does that mean?
I got the advice from three different comics to tell me to stop wearing it. They're like, you do characters. You're not a character. Stop wearing that thing.
Yeah.
There's
you don't
no
need it.
Point.
Yeah. And I think the people that like stick to those things, those hooks, they're just one dimensional, really.
Yeah.
You know, there was a guy named Jackie Banana. Did you ever tell you about Jackie Banana?
I don't think so. Have you heard about this? Mm.
Oh, wait, I do remember Jackie Banana.
It sounds the name.
So there was his name was Jackie Graham. So there was a comic named Jackie Graham. And one that night he was performing at the store and Mitzi comes up to him and says, your new name is Jackie Banana. And he goes, what? Your new name is Jackie Banana. He goes, okay. You had to wear a yellow suit. Right? So he would go up on stage as Jackie Banana wearing a yellow suit. And then, you know, it didn't really pan out. Or there was like...
And that man is Chris Rock. Yeah. Have you ever saw Banana?
Yeah. And then there are other ones like... Carlos was one of those, Mencia, where, you know, his Mitzi told him to change his name. He told Jackson Purdue, she told Jackson Purdue, from now on, you have to wear a thick purple turtleneck, like in the summer. So he did it for like 3 years.
Wow.
Wore a fucking purple turtleneck, right? And because this is back in the 80s when hooks were... They thought, like, you know, like Yakov Smirnoff, you know?
Yeah.
What a country, you know what I mean? That type of thing.
Yeah, sure.
But now, we just get to be ourselves.
It's beautiful.
What's your baby's name?
We don't know yet.
Is it a boy or girl?
It's going to be a boy.
Is it?
I saw that you're ovulating, Kalila.
I was.
Oh, yeah.
Any plans with you two?
How do you know?
She announced it on Instagram.
She texted me, bro.
That's gross. Don't text him.
She texts me, dude. She texts me.
When I took that picture of my 70s thing, and then you took it.
That was the caption. Was mm-hmm. the shoes I was waiting.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think my factory might not be in full working shape. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, we haven't really tried it out during ovulation period, so we don't know. Mm. We might be shut down for good.
No.
How do you know?
I'm going to get it started.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's not
something. I want a baby, but let's, well, I don't want to talk about baby because we always talk about baby. What do you mean, whoa?
Oh, it'd be cool to see you guys as parents.
So are you still a Christian?
I still believe in God, but I don't think that I...
Because you were a guy that wouldn't jerk off.
Yeah. Not until I was like 17. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, when I met you, you're like, no pussy.
Wait,
for
hang
me.
On. I want to get into this. So what would you do when you would feel the urge? Were you allowed to use rub up against a wall without using your hands?
Jesus.
No.
That sounds terrible.
Like, I would get super creative.
I would go to rock climbing gyms. And, just
stuck. I'm stuck.
I'm so stuck. I'm stuck in this crack. Leave me be for a little bit.
No, I don't know. So until older, like I literally just didn't know. I had no sex education at the Christian school that I went to. They literally were like, we're going to skip this section.
Oh, wow.
Abstinence? Yep. That's the only word you need
to know. That's
the
only thing you need. Yep. We're going
to
move on from that.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where I was like, okay, I just started getting an ungodly amount of boners where I was just like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like I was like, dude, if I hugged a girl in the hallway at high school, yeah, just like immediately. And I'm wearing like basketball shorts and I'm the kid who's like walking like with the books and stuff.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just trying to hide it and stuff like that. So then I started jerking off and then, you know, loved it and never
feels stopped. Good on.
If it did.
Feels so good.
It feels real.
Did your first nut look like this?
Oh God. Was there a bagel on top?
Was there a bagel on top?
There was literally, yeah. There was a bagel. Like, yeah.
Did you ever go into pornography or no?
I did. Only a few scenes I shot. But I would look at porn, but there's a lot of guilt associated with that. And I actually, so I haven't been looking at porn during the pandemic, really, which I've been trying to avoid doing it because I feel better about my relationship and everything with my wife when I'm not looking at that stuff. I try not to consume that stuff
because
it does make our sex better for sure.
Yeah.
If I'm avoiding looking at like graphic stuff online, like it's just, it is more special as cheesy as that sounds. But I do think like I've done it both ways, but when I was on the road, it's like, you got to take care of it on the road. And I would like,
yeah,
you know, go to town. Like you'd have to.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. Do you get girls hitting on you on the road now or no?
I don't think I put out that vibe.
Yeah, you don't have a sexual. I know you're a sexual being.
Right, right, right.
No, I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah,
you're a very sexual being, and I can see why women would be attracted to you.
Thank you so much, Bobby. Yeah.
But you have mutante face. You know what I mean?
Mutante. He calls everyone mutante.
Mutante.
Even my sister.
Yeah, it's like a mutante. You know, you have a very like.
What is that disease that where the skin is inside out?
Harlequin?
Harlequin. Ichthyosis.
Bobby would send me photos all the time and say, I just found your doppelganger.
Yeah.
He would send me those photos all the time. Dude, all the time. You send me like graphic stuff.
I think there was one time we were watching one of those shows and like the kid had like Pierre Robin syndrome. Uh-huh. And you were like, that's a baby Jeremiah.
Yeah, but you know, I apologize again.
I'm changing
as a person.
I have to apologize because one time I did something as a comic that was very embarrassing in front of you, Kalilah. I doubt you remember this.
I remember everything.
You remember everything?
Yeah.
We were at a Yard House after one of the shows at the Improv, and we were eating, and Bobby was making Asian jokes, and he was like saying Jungle Asian and all this stuff. And I think I said like an Asian slur and Bobby went up to me by the throat and he goes, never say that again. Never say that
again. Did I really?
Yeah.
But in a joking way.
No, no, no.
I would never violently attack you. I did that? What was the slur?
I think I said.
Is it a G word?
I think it's a G.
Say it. No, but we're allowing you to do it because.
Here, look into my eyes and call me whatever you say. Then look back at the camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you said gook.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then...
did he lift you off the ground? Or your little feet going like this?
Yeah, I was like...
You got angry about that?
I don't think I did. That's why, for me, if a white
You were
friend,
trying... It was early on... It was very early on dating Kalilah. Okay. You were trying to impress
that's
her.
That's how long I've known you?
I've known you before...
Yeah,
BK,
before that.
Before Kalilah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The first time BK. I met you, Jeremiah, was... at the Irvine, Brea Improv.
Brea Improv, okay.
And you opened for him, and mm-hmm. I remember you doing your jokes about snorting cocaine.
Yes, yes.
I was like, I love him.
Yeah, yeah.
So and I think it was then that we...
It was probably then.
Yeah.
It was probably the Yard House right after that show.
Yeah.
And then I remember Kalila like kind of like looked the other way, and then it, like, we went back to eating and it was fine. Like,
well, here's a message to my white friends out there, my white male friends. Okay, if you're a white male,
careful.
I know I am. And you're out with your Asian friend, uh-huh. and your Asian friend,
yeah.
right, is dating another Asian, right? My message to the white guy is, don't call the Asian woman a gook.
I didn't. That wasn't the context.
That's a
nice to meet you. I'm Jeremiah. So that's a you're message. A gook.
Nice to meet you, Kalila.
Yeah.
It's more, no, it was more the false sense of, like, you know, when you're hanging out with black friends and they're using the N-word a lot, and right. then you get excited and you're like, oh, I can say it too. It was right. that similar situation. You were going down the list of like Asian slurs and stuff.
Yeah.
And I am a young comic trying to impress Bobby, and yeah. I'm like, eh, and
I've never, actually, by the way, I've wanted to, but I never thought that. I've been around a lot of like black friends and they use the N-word, right? But for some reason, I just never had the balls to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good for you, as it should be. You'd never, and I hope it stays that way.
Beat up?
You know what I mean? I just never had. I've wanted to, like, you know.
I'm real close with Jamar Neighbors and Willie Hunter.
Yeah,
like, we've done.
I love them.
Years and years of shows together.
Yeah,
and they'll let me have one every like couple years.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Would you ask like, first? May
no,
I?
No, I don't. I don't because it kills. Because we're all friends. And,
yeah,
and they're like I used to do this joke. That Jamar would give me, like, it was this bit that I definitely can't do anymore, but Jamar would be side stage and he would give me permission to say the N-word in really? Front of the crowd.
That's great.
And I would do it, and like half the crowd loved it.
Yeah.
And then the other half like was fuming angry every time I do it.
Yeah, because that's another reason why I like you in terms of your work is the roast battles.
Yeah, yeah.
And your work with Jamar, right, on those roast battles are just so fucking funny, man. Some of the things you've done. Sometimes I've been involved, right?
Yeah, you jumped in a couple times.
Yeah, I jumped in a couple times.
Amazing.
You make me do it, yeah. Yeah. But the things that you guys would do, I just felt like there was a good... You and Jamar should do something. There's a good chemistry.
Yeah, we have good chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to figure something out.
Did you grow up with black people?
I have black friends and stuff like that. And then, like, my mom, I technically had, like, a black stepdad for a little while after my parents got divorced and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who was that? Did you call him the N-word?
No, but my mom did.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so
that
the,
was, like, terms of affection for them.
All right. So the dad I saw on your Instagram isn't your biological dad.
That's my biological dad.
Oh, yeah.
But he does look... Like, he's a darker skin tone than me.
It's weird.
Pale.
He doesn't.
You
yeah.
look nothing
Dude,
like him.
I yeah. look nothing like my family members. I look nothing like them. It's the weirdest thing.
I think we should get a...
Could you have been adopted?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
There's no similar, like, an eyeball.
I look like my dad's brother a little bit. But I have my dad's eyes. I have my dad's, like, brown eyes, like, 100%.
Yeah. Have you met your brothers or sisters?
No, you haven't.
Why?
Oh, you know what?
What?
You didn't meet my brother, but at the Kansas City Improv, when you asked for a volunteer to do your striptease on, my brother volunteered one night and he called me. He goes, I just got a lap dance from Bobby Lee. So
really?
That's the only connection that you guys have. Is he's literally
why
an audience member.
Why wouldn't he have said, I'm Jeremiah's brother while I was grinding up on him?
I don't know.
I can't do that anymore, that dance.
Mm-mm. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's
yeah,
done.
It's done. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Had to end somehow.
Yeah, it had to end.
Yeah.
And
it was, I mean, it's amazing closer. It was the only closer that every wait staff and every comedian would mm-hmm. still pile into the room to see, even though you've seen it. It's
yeah, I would.
It was a feat.
I remember one time, like maybe a couple years ago, I have a Christian friend. Her name is Beverly, and she lives in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And she had never seen the striptease. And she saw the show, she was laughing through the whole show, but then when she saw it, her husband and herself came up to me after the show. They came into the green room.
They throw holy water at you?
No, and they were really concerned.
What?
Yeah, I just think...
Like, for your well-being?
No, like, I don't think that you need to do that. I think it's against, you know, because I know you don't believe in Christ, but it's against mm-hmm. the energies of what Christ would want you to do. It's just it's blasphemy. You know what I mean? And I'd be like, I was like, but it's killing. Yeah, I don't care about Christ. The audience like loves it.
Christ also right? killed too.
So. Yeah, but like,
so stupid.
And then I remember being in Kansas City, I love it, Gilbert. And the manager, I doing that dance, and the manager being a Christian, he told me to come into his office, and he said, "Let's pray about it."
Really?
Yeah. So we got on our hands and knees and we prayed about it.
Oh, I love that offer. I love when people ask to pray over things that I've
that I've but then sent. I did it every show after that.
That's what my grandma does.
What?
When I call her, like she'll like check in on me and stuff like that. She's like, "Well, let's just pray about
let's
it.
Let's pray on this.
Let's
yeah.
just pray on this."
Now, is your grandmother? Do they? Because I know that you come from a religious family.
Mm-hmm.
Are they freaked out that you're still out here?
My grandma is for sure.
And why?
Yeah. What do you mean? Why? She thinks this is
the devil's
Satan city. You know what I mean?
She does.
Yeah.
Like, what's so satanic about it?
The only time she was proud of me is when I did a Chevy Volt commercial.
Really?
And she saw it on CNN and Fox, and she could show her friends in the old folks' home.
Yeah.
She's like, she literally said to me, she goes, "Well, I don't agree with a lot of that you do out there, but if you keep working for good American companies like Chevy, then I can get behind that."
Wow.
I was like, what?
You know, it's the divisions, because you know, it's funny. You and I both, Jeremiah, have been out in the world. We've been in red states.
Yeah.
Performed, and the people that come out look like the people that you would see in LA, right? You don't really see a difference. I don't. And it's like, it's funny how people think that like LA is some sort of like wasteland, or you know, some dystopian wasteland where it's like there's crime happening. No, you see kids, you know what I mean? And families and
yeah.
like you would see anywhere else. It's all the same. And yet, you know, I don't know. It's just weird out there, man. It's, you know, I think maybe the media does have something to do with it.
Yeah.
They think they have a lot to do with it.
1,000%.
Right. Carving out some sort of like, you know, it's all about perception or
narratives.
Thank you. About narratives, you know, but we're all the same. I want to meet your grandma. Would she meet me?
I don't think so.
Why?
I mean,
would she say the G word?
No.
No. But why? No. So. Like, let's. You play your grandmother.
Has she seen an Asian?
You play your grandmother. I come over.
Okay.
Where does she live? In an apartment?
She lives in like an old folks' home right now.
All right. So what room number is it?
Well
let's not get that out.
It's two.
Just make something
201.
Up.
Yeah, 201.
Or 201.
That was the correct one.
I know. Everyone show up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm
Slept Kingdom Unite.
So I knock on the door. I go, knock, knock, knock.
Hello.
Hi. What's her name?
Bernice.
Bernice. Hey, what's up? My name is Bobby. I'm a
Are you one of the new nurses?
No. No. I'm Jeremiah's friend from Los Angeles. I'm a comic. He opens for me sometimes.
Oh, how's he doing? I don't hear from him.
He's doing great. He is really climbing the comedy ladder, and I think he's very talented. Can I come in?
Okay.
So, Bernice?
Yes, Bernice with a B.
Yeah. how do you feel about Jeremiah being in L.A.?
Oh, I feel like he's a lost soul.
I
feel like if he gets right with God and maybe comes back to Kansas and finds a different career path, then that would be more in God's storyline for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. So you think that, like, you know, because Bernice, if like Van Gogh, right, didn't paint, do you think that would have been a good thing?
I think you're comparing apples and oranges, Bobby.
What do you mean?
There's one true God, and there's only one path to him.
Bye. I would not know what to say.
Well, yeah, you don't know.
Bye.
There's no, you hit a railroad.
So she's really like Handmaid's Tale.
I mean, it's pretty, she was a missionary in the Cayman Islands. Like, so she has taught they were like the only white people on the Cayman Islands.
Oh.
So they were like taken care of, like they like there. And it was very like a unique situation where like they were very revered and very respected because they were, you know, they're rare people who were bringing God's message to them.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different.
So if I said to Patrice,
Bernice,
right?
Patrice?
That was a stretch.
Bernice. Yeah. If I said your grandmother Bernice, mm-hmm. I said, Jeremiah and I are getting married.
What?
Hey, what would she do?
You want me to?
No, not as Jeremiah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted me to stay.
Yeah.
What would she do? I mean, I think that she would tell you to your face, like, I don't believe that gays should get married, and I think that you can pray about this and get rid of this.
Wow. So, yeah, that's it.
You know what I mean?
You can't change that.
You can't, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not like, I'm happy for you kind of thing. Like, she just thinks one way.
She wouldn't come see you perform then.
I would never invite her. She would have a heart attack. If she found my YouTube, if she ever saw my YouTube, my family's been hiding my YouTube from her for so many years because she's not that tech savvy, but she could get on the internet if she wants to.
Yeah.
And I think that she kind of knows by the way my family talks about stuff. Like, I don't know. It's kind of like a family who their daughter does porn and they're like, no, she's doing some modeling and stuff like that. It's you don't need to see it. Like, we'll let you know when it comes out, when the next project comes out.
But your parents aren't like that.
No, they used to be at some point. Like more so my dad. But yeah.
But your dad's into it now. Because what you posted on Instagram.
Oh, I know.
Was a newspaper article.
Yeah.
That a newspaper that you and your dad, as when you were a kid, used to read every Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. And now you're in the arts and leisures portion of the.
Now did Grandma Bernice see that?
I hope that they take it to her. I mean, that would probably be nice because they talk about in the article how the guy who watched my special, how I don't swear in it. Like I talk about graphic stuff, but I don't swear. And my grandma would probably love that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So he called my comedy PG-19 because that's what I do. I don't really swear with my stand up. I choose to paint the words differently with different stuff. Just because I've like never had like people, it's weird. People come up to me like after shows after I'm talking about jizzing and stuff, and they're like, "Thank you so much for not swearing tonight."
But jizzing, like,
jizzing a swear word?
You say jizzing?
Yeah, yeah. They don't. Okay.
Jizzing's not swearing?
Nope. And you can be like,
"Let me jizz in your face."
You know, the whole thing. Oh, and they're like, "You didn't say the F word, so we appreciate that." It's very weird.
Huh. Wow.
Very weird.
Yeah. But your dad is slowly getting there then.
He, what, like just more loose with everything?
Yeah, in terms
he's
of
more, support. He's much more loose. Like where my parents are now is night and day from where I was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like it's literally.
So if night. I like, because, you know, I wrote a show with my friend Peter, and let's say we had you on it. Would they watch it?
Would they watch the show? Like, yeah.
Like I have a network show that I'm working on now, right? And we put you on it. Would they watch you on the show?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
What if you played a gay guy?
My mom has been saying for years that I only like to play women and gay guys. So.
Yeah.
But she thinks it's funny. She's like, yeah.
But you know what I love about you too is that you, came here because I do remember you being really religious
mm-hmm.
and really like, not scared, but like, you know,
trepidatious, I guess.
Trepidatious
things. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
hey, belly.
I'm not done. Calm.
One of the most powerful ways to improve your overall health and happiness is to get a good night's sleep. But if your daily routine has changed, it can be harder to fall and stay asleep.
You know, I was with my yoga instructor the other day, Kara. I have a private one.
Wow.
And at the end of our sessions, she did this kind of, she was doing her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards I said, you know what? Don't do that again because I have calm. Because I already have it. I have the app
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and I listen to it at night. And it's so soothing, guys.
Mm-hmm. Kara's Om is good, but so
she's
is
great.
Om's
she's
Om.
One of the, by the way, if you're ever in Hawaii, Kara's the one to go to. She's my master.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an ad within an ad. But back to calm.
Yeah.
Sleep, we all love it, and most of us probably want more of it. But rather than getting a solid night's rest, we often find ourselves scrolling through social media or mm-hmm. reading the news when we should be powering down at night.
Calm has a whole library of programs designed for healthy sleep, like soundscapes, guided meditations, and over 100 sleep stories narrated by Dude, they have one from fucking Jordi LaForge.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew McConaughey. Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm. And the Matthew McConaughey is great. He opens, what does he open with? All right, all right.
And And when you relieve anxiety and improve your sleep, you feel better in every part of your life. Over 85 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds and get better sleep.
Yeah, I love it.
And if you go to calm.com/belly, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming. Let me do that again. Mm-hmm. And if you go to calm.com/belly, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off of a Calm premium subscription, which offers hundreds of hours of programming. Get the Calm app and experience a transformation in the way you sleep.
And for listeners of the show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/belly. That's 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. And new content is added every week. Get started today at calm.com/belly. That's calm.com/belly. Enjoy the rest of the show.
It's that you have changed, you know what I mean?
For sure. I mean, dude, my belief system to where when I started out here in LA to now is night and day. Like I didn't even really have relationships with gay people or anything like that, and like gay marriage back in the day when I lived in Kansas. I was just taught like, oh, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And obviously now, like, I'm an open person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great. Do we have one?
Yeah, we got a question.
So you know what happens at the end of the show?
What?
An unhelpful advice.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not a fan of the show. You don't
listen. No, I am.
You try to play it cool.
You try to play.
No, I thought you were setting me up for something.
No, I'm not going to hurt you anymore.
Oh, okay. No, I
already fucking said that.
He's traumatized.
Are you traumatized the way I'm acting?
Look at his body language.
No, but I think that you and I still, like, I think there's an energy between us.
Yeah.
That I think I would like to get to be more of like a fun, like.
No, no. No.
No, no.
Nope. It's over.
What's over?
Wait, he wants to get to that point where he can fuck back.
Right.
No, and when he said the four fucking things about me.
That's it.
If I look like a fucking pillow panda or whatever you fucking say, we're talking about. You know what I mean? A flat floating fucking gaslight panda.
Yeah.
Right? I was just like, bring it on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. About Harry Potter or whatever he was saying. You know what I mean? So I was like, bring it on. Right? Mm-hmm. Was I defensive about it? No, I rolled back the tape.
Roll it back.
I absorbed it, right? And I smiled, I check giggled
it.
About it.
Check it.
And I go, hey.
Check the gate.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the deal. You know, from now on, I'm going to treat you like a human being.
This is a cathartic episode for us both, Bobby.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to be like, you know what I mean? Don't call me crying.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, we're not
Who do I call crying?
I know, but just don't go.
Do you cry a lot?
No,
but I don't want that kind of relationship rare. Where he's calling me about fucking sensitive shit.
Right.
Oh.
It's pretty rare that I cry. Yeah. But I mean, Maya sees me cry every once in a great while.
I love her, by the way.
Yeah. I love Maya.
She loves
you. I really love her.
Yeah.
She's perfect for
you. What a ray of sunshine.
She really is.
Yeah.
Only positive. I love. Yeah, it's amazing.
Where's she from?
Northern California.
Oh, so she's hippie-ish.
Yeah, her dad used to sell like candles on the side of the road.
Yeah, hippie.
Like that.
Yeah. And that's good. Does Patrice know like her?
Bernice.
She just doesn't know.
Patrice.
She doesn't like really know her like that because we've only like.
But you're married.
I know, but I only go back to Kansas like with Maya like once a year maybe, and we'll see my grandma for 30, 45 minutes inside like her home. You know what I mean? So it's not like they have an ongoing relationship.
Is it awkward?
Like yeah, it's always awkward. It's always awkward.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, imagine if my grandparents were alive. I wonder how you would act around them. My family's so easy.
My Nana and Big Pop, like my mom's side of the family, I wish that my wife would have gotten to meet them because they were so chill and so loving and so relaxed with.
They're not with us
with everything.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, happens.
Yeah. Would you come to my funeral?
Come on, of course.
I think you would.
Of course.
What if, though, Jeremiah?
Oh, yeah.
What if, what if you were asked to co-headline with Chappelle 40,000 seats on that Saturday, the same time that Bobby's funeral is about to take place? And this is...
Wow. That hurts.
Should think about it,
though. The pause hurts.
The pause, the reason why I pause... is because, like, are there other wakes going on? I'm just kidding, bro. I'd be there.
You would? Okay. I wish I could say the same.
You didn't
do the. You didn't do the thing.
You didn't come to my wedding, which you said you
were. You invited? I don't think you invited me.
He did. Of course,
course
he did.
I did.
You guys ended up getting us a wedding gift. You were very sweet.
Well, I got.
We
you
did,
Kalila. I think
we
I
did.
He doesn't know anything.
Yeah, yeah. What did we get? What did we get?
What do you think the gift was, Bobby?
What do you think the gift was? Yeah, let's do a guess.
A carriage.
A carriage.
Baby carriage.
No, a wedding. This is before.
Oh, blankets. Towels.
Spices.
What did we get?
Myrrh.
It was just money towards the honeymoon,
gold?
Right?
Yeah.
How much?
It was, you know.
A couple grand?
It was from my bank account, not yours, so it wasn't as much as it would
have
been.
Did you have a fun honeymoon?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
We don't have to Tahoe.
Ooh-wee!
Do the thing?
Unhopeful Bobby, Kalila, and Jeremiah Watkins.
Here's my situation. I'm currently working for a large department store chain. The pay is shit, and the working conditions are even worse. Most recent paycheck is also nearly 2 weeks late now. I work in a position where I have access to most products in all areas of the store and can remove items to be shipped to customers without anyone paying any attention to me. No one really knows who I am there, and no one pays attention to me in my main area where I work. My question is it wrong for me to take small, valuable items from the store, like jewelry, as sort of a vigilante justice sort of action to counter the gross mistreatment of employees and the terrible capitalistic ideals of the company and help spread their hoarded wealth from overpriced products to other people in my community?
What are you, Robin Hood?
That's what he wants to say is basically, I know Bobby Kalila had mentioned how they'd never take from an independently owned or small business, but should I play some sort of Robin Hood type individual to help others in my community and also myself because I have very expensive medical costs, like insulin?
You know what? When I was in high school, my best friend Jessica was the Asian Robin Hood.
What was she
and
do?
She, you know, my sister and I didn't have a lot of money. Our family didn't have a lot of money. And for our birthdays, if I wanted a baby fat jacket, she got me a baby fat jacket from Macy's and always big establishments. If I wanted, you know, whatever. What was a fancy cologne then? I always used men's cologne, like Curve.
Blue Water. Cool Water.
Blue Water.
Aqua di Gio.
Aqua di Gio, yeah.
Bod.
But whatever I wanted, she got it for me. And I am forever grateful that, you know, an Asian Robin Hood existed when I was young.
I
go ahead.
I used to work at a coffee shop, and we used to put they had these old registers where if some it used to be slammed, and when I would play when I was the register guy, I figured out how to ring something up without having to put it through the register. Mm-hmm. So they would give me the cash, right? And then I would take that cash and put it in the tip jar. And I did it. I would probably make an extra because we had to split the tips. So an extra couple $100. And I did that. I did that for years.
At Starbucks, I stole from them for years.
Yeah.
For years, I would get like you could mark things out as damaged.
Yeah,
and I would just go, "Oops."
Yeah,
I'd drop it, and then it would have like a little dent in it. I'm like, "Lunch."
Oh, and you would take it.
Oh yeah, I'd get naked juices. I'd get sandwiches. Ooh, I'd get like all this different stuff. Like
yeah,
just to survive first couple of years in LA. You know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna answer like he's my son, and I just don't think it's worth it overall. Like getting caught, especially, you know, like.
If he's my son, I would say just know what the consequences are. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Get me some shit.
Hook it up,
but go wild.
Hook it up.
Yeah.
But go wild.
Give me a list of things they do have.
The amount of sandwiches and stuff that I hooked friends up with, like at Starbucks while I was there, like I would bring home so much stuff and it fed so many comedians. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, you were a comic then?
Yeah.
My biggest high school crush ever, I won't say his name, but I was so in love with him. But he got kicked out of high school like 2 months before he graduated because he robbed a soup plantation.
Oh, meesh.
I was really upset about it.
He did?
How do you rob a buffet?
Yeah.
He robbed the soup plant. I think they broke in or something, and I don't know how it happened.
Oh,
but
like
he
cash.
Never graduated.
I thought it was soup. Like they were taking
like salad,
things of soup, like out of there. Like why would you do that?
Yeah,
like in bags.
Yeah,
that's what he thought.
Garbage bags of soup.
R.I.P. Soup Plantation, by the way.
Oh, they're done.
R.I.P.
They're
dead. Done.
Yeah. Still loved him after that.
I don't think that was
Jeremiah, what does he do? We didn't hear your thoughts.
Just be careful if you're going to do it. I don't think that you should necessarily do the Robin Hood thing where you're like giving it like to tons of people in like a community. Like if it's people close to you and it doesn't get like out of hand, then I guess that's maybe okay. But, you know, generally I wouldn't say you should.
I think if you're steal. Doing it for the good, if you're yeah. actually gifting these people and not charging them an arm right. and a leg and you're making a lot of people happy, maybe, you know, do it in little bits at a time
but
and spaced out.
But make some money. I mean, if you're going to do it, make some money.
So not
but not
Robin
that
Hood.
Much money.
So not Robin Hood at all.
Not Robin Hood.
No, you do Robin Hood it, right? But let's say you steal like a stereo system.
Yeah, Ocean's 11 it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right? A stereo system, right? You sell it. I mean, don't sell it for $10, right? Sell it for, if it's worth $500, sell it for $100.
What kind of stereo system did you have in mind?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of stereo system.
Like Bose?
Yeah, you got Bose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, make a little money if you can take the risk.
Little bit. Nah.
No. Cash in, baby.
That's not a Robin Hood at all then.
That's just a guy named Robin. That's Robin.
Yeah. Well, then just rob him.
Yeah, he's just robbing them.
Yeah.
He's a Robin Hood.
There you go.
Because if he's young, right, and he goes to prison, right, you can learn from your lesson. Right? Just hear me out.
Prison is not the way to learn lessons.
Yes, it is. What are you going to get, a year?
No, it depends how
you get fucking
much.
The ass three times and get a year.
Isn't there a limit? Isn't it like a misdemeanor if it's like below a certain amount and then a felony if it's above a certain amount?
Yeah.
Because I remember my friend always saying, no, it's got to be, you can't go over.
I was just.
Amount. You got to be safe just in case.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say who, but I was in a... I was acting on something and I was in a van with a driver and we were talking because we had to go a long way. And he goes, I was in prison for 30 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now I have this cool union job. And I know how much transport people make. They make a lot, right? And I go, oh, why were you in prison? I used to rob banks, right? Mm-hmm. I robbed like 20 of them and I got away with most of it. But I spent 30 years in prison, right? But look at my life now, and I've changed. I don't rob, I don't steal. And I just thought to myself, he learned his lesson. So steal.
What a great example.
So steal.
I can't wait for you to be a dad, dude.
Yeah. No, if it was my son, I would say don't do it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's what we would say. At the end of the day, don't do it.
At the end of the day. I don't know if I like this new me.
What do you mean?
With Jeremiah. Because as soon as
you're gonna resist, dude.
I know. Did you notice? As soon as I threw that out, right? As
your energy,
even
changed.
In this pond, yeah, my energy changed.
This I'm gonna say, yeah. Just to be transparent.
Yeah.
Interesting energy.
Yeah,
like dynamic.
You're
you
right.
Know what I mean?
You're right. Because once I said I was gonna make peace with you,
it's like you shut energy off.
I know, and did you notice that? And
like Fun Bobby went away,
and because I couldn't be. You know what I mean? Nasty anymore.
I feel like I'm stepping on eggshells right
yeah.
now. Still.
Oh, that's not
you
good
ugly
point.
Fucking mutant
thank
bastard.
Oh, thank you.
You're one of the ugliest people I've ever seen in my fucking life. You look like a pinhead, right? You do. You look those freakish circus freak
right.
pinheads, right? And they come out, oh, no, with the fucking pajamas on.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
What you fucking look like.
You look like if a dirty Sanchez was a person.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, suck it, dude.
No, yeah. So, but you know what? I don't want to. You know, we'll see. Let me figure it out.
We'll find a medium.
Let me find a medium. But it is interesting you said that because as soon as I said that I want to be nice to him, I just completely shut down.
Mm.
Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a part two.
Yeah.
That's how he gets the part two.
Where we go? Where we do? Where we wear wigs?
Let's
and,
do it
and do character work.
I mean, I love
you
it.
Like trumpets and do the whole thing.
I mean, I'll bring my sax. It's a party.
What's a gift?
Oh yeah, I got some gifts
yeah,
for
let
you
me
guys.
See the gifts.
Yeah.
But while you're getting the gifts, what's this all about?
That is my 1 hour special out right now on Amazon Prime, video on demand, Apple TV. It's my debut 1 hour special, and
go check it out, guys. He's a talent.
And the album is out. I have an album for you guys that I brought and. What I will say is on the inside of this, I don't know if you want me to slide this under.
Slide it
underneath. Slide it underneath.
Thank you.
There is a... Look at the special thanks, Bobby.
Okay, so here we go.
Oh, you don't have to read them.
I'm going to read it.
Okay.
All right.
Special thanks to my wife, Maja.
Mm-hmm. Maya.
My family. Dave Rath, your manager.
Yeah, yeah.
Great guy.
He's amazing.
TJ Mark Walter. Rage DJ Aria. Johnny Sufjan. Willie Love. Dustin Kaufman. These are all your reps?
No, the people associated with reps or like the club. Dustin Kaufman owns the Comedy Club of Kansas City.
Okay, Tony Hinchcliffe. He's before me.
Oh. Do you need me to explain?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want me to explain?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been doing... He's taking me on the road more than anybody.
Good. I'll let that slide.
Like he
I'll let it slide. I'll let it slide.
I developed as a stand-up going on the road with him.
Brian Redband.
I've done...
Before me.
Yeah, he has also given me more road dates than you have.
He's a comic?
I do spots out at the Ice House. Yeah, he does.
Such a... That one burns.
I've toured the country and out of the country with Brian Redband. I've literally been
Adam
everywhere
Egan,
with him.
Of course. You know what I mean? He's the talent coordinator of the store.
Right.
And then I'm next. Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
And then why is Eric Griffin so close?
Because he's a good friend and I...
But what has he done for you?
I used to open for Eric on the road.
Oh.
Dean Del Rey.
Dean, when I started out,
yeah.
He got me so many gigs as far as like developing.
But he
time
always
on the road
wanted
he
something
take...
from you.
What do you
when
mean?
He helps you, he always wants something.
He gave me a lot of gigs.
Yeah, he's very Shakespearean. Who else? Who the fuck is Lucas Hurl?
Lucas, he works at the Comedy Store. He's a
I love
regular.
Him.
He works the back bar.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy.
We filmed tons of sketches and music videos together over the years and stuff like that.
Okay, so Ralphie Mays, why was Ralphie on it?
Ralphie, I opened for him in the past, and he was the only person who really fought for me at the Comedy Store. He said, he goes, I won't perform in that original room until Jeremiah Watkins is a paid regular here at this Comedy Store. And he yelled at him, and this is before I was passed.
Brody Stevens, who's that? I'm kidding. Aww, he's right there. I love him. Miss him. I understand why he's on it.
Yeah.
Mitzi, never knew her.
More like for it. The Comedy Store.
Didn't like you. Brian Moses. It's funny that your best buddy is not on here.
What do you mean?
Jamar.
As far as stand-up goes, I don't know. I don't look at it like that. I put people very specific to stand up, like
yeah. You know what, dude? I'm very blessed to be on. Thank you, sir.
Do you wear flat brims?
Yeah, I'll wear yours. Give it to me.
And then I got you guys some shirts.
Thank you.
This is cool with the fucking saxophone on it.
I love how you're so ready for this.
This is for you, Kalila.
Oh, that's dope.
Thank you. Like it. Love it.
If people wanted to purchase this, where could they get it, Jeremiah?
They get it at jeremiahwatkins.com. I have a small, this is for George.
All right, so next time you're on, we'll have you on. The next time you're on, I am going to go on attack mode.
Oh, I love Feminist Stacy.
Oh, this one was for Bobby, but this is a medium.
I'm going to wear that too.
Oh, okay, I wear this
too. Yeah, we'll wear it too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The next time you're on, I'll be more attacky.
Oh, be more tacky. Mm. Gilbert, I got an album for you too.
Oh, thanks, man.
Because I thought when I attacked you and then you started attacking me.
I thought that
in your eyes, but in your eyes it felt like that you were hurt.
No.
Jeremiah no. being hurt?
Dude, I'm around some of the meanest people
on earth.
On a weekly basis.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. Like I've been roasted so much just being like around like the environment of the comedy.
We got to get little baby Tony in here too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Little baby Tony.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little baby Tony, man. I got a gripe to fucking hash out with him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He I love him, but he irks me.
He's moving to Austin. Brian Redband and him are here, moving to Austin.
Are you moving?
No, I'm in LA, man.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay here.
I'm riding out. Yeah.
Ride it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, give Tony a round of applause.
Tony?
I mean, oh, Jeremiah.
Oh, my God. Look at the camera. Give him a better out.
All right. I mean, start over.
Give it up for Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody. After he gave you like 50 presents. You're a special face in his album.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Hey, I want to say, I want to say, Bobby.
Yeah,
that was your best burn of the night, bro. Yeah.
Very good. Give Jeremy a round of applause.
Jeremy.
Jeremy Watson.
Hey guys, we have a special shout out to the Slap Kingdom.
I have a very special shout out to the Slap Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's because that was my line.
Yeah.
To Lino and Visha. Lino and I were in the military together.
Oh, what war?
Three world wars. The Canadian Great Baltic War.
Crazy.
Yeah. The Varishian Veronica.
Sorry for those people.
There were two people we killed. Varishian and Veronica.
Yeah.
And we also, the one in the Baltic Sea.
Oh, amazing.
And Lino saved my life several times. I had sea shrapnel.
Sea shrapnel?
A bunch of shells exploded. And, you know, coral reef shells.
Okay, yeah.
And what happened was I was on a coral reef with Lino, and we were fighting the Baltic Sea marauders.
Is this Aquaman?
Yeah.
Are you describing the...
They threw bombs on this coral reef.
Yeah.
And all the coral reef went into my ass.
Oh, damn.
Right? And Lino, like, he's a medic as well. He took his teeth and he... Every little piece of shard of coral in my ass, he would pluck it out.
That's not too far from what his wife actually wrote on the email.
I already read it. That's why I said it.
She says that Lino is one of the people they call or anyone calls if they need help. Like when she was writing this, he was helping like a neighbor change their light bulb.
Yeah, he told me that too when he was doing
the teeth thing.
Yeah, teeth thing.
He repairs fences. He helps with hauling. The list goes on.
It's interesting that you say that because we had to build the wall between the slaves and the Baltic marauders, and Lino built it.
You helped build a wall to keep slaves in?
Yeah, and out.
Oh.
In and out, yeah.
Hi, Lino.
Bye.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Slept Kingdom. We've got lots of updates, an amazing fan song, or fan-made song, if you can stick around for a few more minutes at the very end of this, that we want you guys to check out. We just want to thank our sponsors very quickly, Hims, Quip, Tushy, and Calm. Today's Hims is giving you their best offer yet. To get it yourself, go to 4hims.com/belly. Better oral health made simple. If you go to getquip.com/belly right now, you'll get your first refill free. Get 10% off and free shipping right now at hellotushy.com/tigerbelly. Get a better night's sleep with Soundscape and guided meditations. Calm is offering a special limited time promotion off 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/belly. And guys, we will have one last run of merch before the new year. You won't want to miss it. We're talking with our print shop right now, and it looks like we'll open the store this Friday. So check out our social media on IG at TigerBelly, or just go to SleptKingdom.com to get the latest information on that. And finally, a lot of you have already been enjoying the singing competition at the TigerBelly Patreon. For the rest of you, we wanted to give you this music video and a reaction from episode 1 at patreon.com/TigerBelly. Jack Champ is an early fan favorite, but there are more rounds to go. Who will win the competition? So...